Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We've got our next guest in. It's Adam Pearson. Good afternoon, Adam.
Good afternoon.
Can I get you just slightly closer to the microphone?
I'm slightly closer to the microphone.
That's better.
Yeah. Is that my nose? Is that close enough?
That's close. That'll be absolutely fine. Otherwise, it sounds like you're talking down the end of a long tube.
I want to wipe the microphone afterwards.
No, that's, well, we do just use all our microphones afterwards. Now, you're here because you are now sorting out FantasyCon 2023.
Yes, FantasyCon 3. We've made it to the number 3. It's almost like a threshold. Well, we haven't made it yet because obviously it's a few months ago, but essentially we have, yeah.
So FantasyCon went well last year?
It went very well last year, so much so we're doing it this year. Yeah.
And just for those who don't know, what is FantasyCon?
FantasyCon is a, we call it the Isle of Wight's very own Comic-Con. Mm-hmm. We insert the words very own to dispatch from that horrible event that happened a few years ago. But it's a fantasy trade and comic convention.
Right.
So, TCCon.
Yes,
okay. That's how it's abbreviated to, yes.
So there will be comics on sale there.
Yes, thanks to our friends at Heroes, who have their own event coming up very soon.
And there will be people in costume.
Well, I'll be very disappointed if I don't think people realise you can turn up to Comic Cons not in costume. Because everybody does.
Yeah, I know. But it's generally accepted that you'll turn up as Darth Vader or a robot or something.
Hopefully so. This is the sort of thing we're looking for, yes.
Mm. So what's happening there this year?
Well, it's very early days, obviously, but we've already got a few things in place. We've got Julian Seeger, who was in the Vikings of Valhalla, which is the Netflix series, and he's also well-known from Doc Martin. Craig Fairbrass, who couldn't make it last year because he had filming commitments at the time we did the event. He's decided to sort of make up for that and come this year. We've got Vilile Shabalala, who came to the first FantasyCon in 2019. Mm-hmm. She was in Doctor Who a few years ago, and very recently she was a murderer in Death in Paradise. So they've let her out of prison just to come and do FantasyCon. Kai Owen. These are exclusives. I have to say, these are exclusives. Oh, right. They've not been officially announced yet.
I know the name Kai Owen.
Yes, he was in Torchwood and Hollyoaks.
Of course.
Again,
yes.
Had to cancel because of filming commitments last year. We've also got Martin Ballantyne, who came to the Verse event. He was in Harry Potter and one of the Joker films with Batman. We've also got... That's just some of the celebrities. Obviously, these are early days. There might be a few more coming along yet. So tune in to the FantasyCon pages online in Facebook and stuff like that. We've got board gaming, which is being enhanced because that seems to go down particularly well.
Oh, I've got a friend of mine who's very, very into board gaming.
Yeah, we have chess, Monopoly, Snakes, anything that's a board game that's traditional. We have an area where we put it out in the first convention just to see, just to fill up a space, really, and it went down so well that we bought it back and it got bigger and bigger. So that's being... Deb's bought loads of stuff for that now, so it's going to be great fun. Retro gaming from last time. Got PS4 game. It's a new thing. We haven't had that before. Sandart came last time, and I found out they do a Build-A-Bear. So they're doing Sandart and Build-A-Bear.
Oh, right,
so that's
going to
be exciting, because I know building bears is particularly good fun.
It is.
We got, obviously, it's the 60th anniversary of Doctor Who. So my podcast, the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast, has a little corner which is going to be slightly bigger. And we're going to have the TARDIS there. We're going to have cardboard cutouts, props and whatnot in our special Doctor Who zone, which we call the Lord of Time Mini Convention. So stay tuned on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the usual stage talks, entertainment, cosplay competition, which is the highlight of the event. And we'll have traders, artists and writers as well.
Yes, there'll be merchandise.
Don't know who yet, but we will have them.
Yeah, we would indeed. So, where is it and when is it?
It's at Medina Leisure Centre.
Okay.
Up Fairley Road in Newport. It's on the 21st of October, which is a Saturday, during half term as well. So, someone tells me. And it should start about 10 a.m. and finish around about 6 p.m.
Okay. And that's the big hall there, isn't it?
It's a big hall, yes.
Yes, I know that one they use for election counting and things.
Yeah, and bridal events and basketball and badminton as well. We generally go in there
for. Well, that should be good. Parking's not too bad out there.
Yes, that's much better than this year's event, yes. Lots and lots of parking, and it's a bit more user-friendly.
And it's on the number 9 bus route?
I have not caught a bus up there for many years. I'll go by what you say.
The one that goes to Ryde.
Yes. Yeah. There should be a few going to Ryde, shouldn't there?
There are. There's some going. Anyway, it's on the main
bus. It's on a main bus route. It's got a great big bus stop outside. And also, if you walk along the seafront, there's apparently a route to it via...
You mean the riverside.
Very good. And
yes, you can get up there that way. Yes, you can. So, quite a pleasant walk if the weather's not too bad.
Well, fingers crossed it will be, because it absolutely tipped it down this year.
So it's Medina Lezicenta in October.
Yep.
What's the sort of entry fee? We haven't decided that yet.
The entry fees are via the website, which is fantcycon.net. Off the top of my head, an adult is £15.
Okay.
We dropped it down by £2.50. Aren't we generous?
Yeah.
The rest of the fees are fairly sort of around that sort of price. So
that's,
you get a family ticket for £24 or something like that. So,
and it was well attended last year. Yeah. It was the same this year or
yeah,
more.
It was well attended, and especially considering how bad the weather was and the fact there was no parking there either. So, yeah, it was really good, and we've got a lot of fond memories from this year, apart from when I had a few clerical issues in regards to printing out certain things. But I'm hoping to have a more relaxing time
this
year.
I'm sure it'll be fine. There's loads of those fans. They come from the mainland as well. They go to these.
Yeah, we hope to get people from the mainland. We have had them. We had one bloke, Rondi, who came from Australia to come to the event, which was quite astounding. I don't think he went away disappointed either.
Well, that's good. Mm. That's good to know. Well, thank you. I hope it goes well. Will you drop in a little close to time, maybe a few
minutes? Yeah,
if you
get the kettle on next time, yeah, that'd
be
fine, yeah.
If we had a kettle, we would. You can update us on what's going on there.
Absolutely, yes.
Just give us the... it's on Facebook, isn't it? Fantasy
yeah,
Con.
Yeah, if you search Fantasy Con on Facebook, you'll be able to find our page, and there's the website, which is fantasycon.com.
FANTCCon.
Yes.
That's it. Thank you very much.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.